9 teams have new hardware to display in the school trophy case, as the second to last fall Saturday was full of MHSAA finals. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross. Welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The first two football champions of the 2021-22 school year were crowned at the Superior Dome. In the eight-player Division I finals, Adrian Lenaway Christian is a repeat champion. The Cougars knocked off Sutton's Bay for a second straight time, winning 31-20 this time around. They beat Sutton's Bay 47-0 last year in the finals. Adrian Lenaway Christian ran for 245 yards and passed for 229. Asher Bryja scored two touchdowns on the ground and one via an interception return. For Sutton's Bay, Hugh Perriard punched in two touchdowns. In the eight-player Division II finals, Powers North Central rolled to a second consecutive title. The Jets beat Colon 63-0. It's their fourth title in the last 7 years and caps a perfect 13-0 season. Luke Gorzinski led a balanced North Central ground attack with 125 yards and one touchdown. Brent Labonte led the Jets in passing, throwing for 96 yards and two scores. Colon ends the year 11-2. Tucker Lafler made 11 stops on defense for the Magi. For complete coverage, including box scores, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to the Ann Arbor Pioneer Girls Swimming and Diving Team. Pioneer won a second straight Division I Lower Peninsula team title. They took first in five of the 12 events, including all three relays. Lily Kramer won two individual events and was on two victorious relay teams. Birmingham Seaholm, who won its third straight Division II Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving title. It's also their fourth title in 6 years. Seaholm swept the relay races. Samantha Clifford won the 100-free. And to East Grand Rapids. East won the Division III Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving title, the 23rd time they've ended the year on top. EGR finished the year undefeated in the pool.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
The use of instant replay in football varies at each level, but at the high school level in Michigan, replay is not used for any regular season or postseason games except for the football finals at Ford Field. Unlike professional and college leagues, however, the only plays that are reviewed are potential scores or potential turnovers. On those plays, the official in the replay booth will look at the various angles provided by the television broadcast and either confirm or overturn the play. For each game at Ford Field, there are three replay officials in the booth, all with experience at higher levels. Over the years, replay has been rarely used, but it is always an effort to getting the call correctly made.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Four volleyball teams added their names to the record books by winning MHSAA championships at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek. In Division I, Bloomfield Hills Marion won a second straight title and the fourth in school history, beating Ann Arbor Skyline in four sets. Marion ended the year an incredible 53-1 and lost just five sets all season. In Division II, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep won its fourth title in school history, beating North Branch in straight sets. The Irish went 64-1 this year, winning it all for the first time since 2017. In Division III, Reese came from two sets down to upend Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. It's Reese's first volleyball title. The fifth and final set went 16-14 in favor of Reese. SMCC was playing for a third straight D3 title. And in Division IV, Battle Creek St. Philip won its second straight title, beating Indian River Inland Lakes in three sets. St. Philip has now won 22 volleyball titles. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We will see you next week.